Hey. Hi. I decided that it was time for another ramble tonight, and I hope you're not getting bored with the rambles that I make. Eventually, I really want to do something scripted, but I do not have the confidence for that just yet, but we're getting there. Making these is getting easier and easier all the time. So it's been a busy week, and work has had me stressed out, and my little like health monitor ring thing that I wear keeps telling me that I stressed too much today, so I decided that I would make a little ramble tonight, and especially because I got a bunch of packages this week and I got some new toys in them. So I thought, why not try it out on here and see how it goes. So, also in those packages, I got the new Magic the Gathering set, for those who are even slightly interested, and I got some cool pulls, so it was totally worth it. Yeah. Anyway, I got this really cool toy that's like one of those like air clit sucker thingies that everyone keeps raving about, and I got one years ago, but I tried to charge it the other week and it was dead, which is so sad. But I mean, when you have a toy collection like mine, unfortunately, some things do hide at the back of the drawer and I forget about them. So that's my bad. But I treated myself to a new one and I had a little play with it, not gonna lie. And it's pretty fucking good. So yeah, I wanted to give it a try for you tonight. I'm like always laying down in my bed, and I've been smart this time, and I put down this like nice fuzzy waterproof blanket that I have. So I don't have to sleep in a puddle, because I have done that quite a few times. Because when horny little gremlin brain takes over, she's not the smartest in remembering to put something down so that I don't make a mess. But yeah, I've been like having this little fantasy playing through my head a lot lately of being like pushed up against a wall, hand around my throat, and being told what to do. And I'm like a super sub, so the idea of being told what to do, especially after a long day at work when I'm tired and stressed and I've been having to make decisions all day, is really, really nice. And being at someone else's control is really, really nice. Yeah, anyway, I'm already really wet. I'm sitting here with my legs open. And I can just feel it running down. Anyway, yeah, let me get this toy turned on. Oh my God. Oh fuck, this thing is fuck. Okay, I wonder come do some experimenting with me. I'm gonna put this on one of my nips. Okay. That's nice. Okay, back. Back to my pussy. These toys feel like someone just sucking on your clit in that perfect spot. Yeah, so about this fantasy, I get pushed up against a wall, hand around my neck, and you lean in and you whisper, "Daddy's got you, baby. All you have to do now is listen to my voice." And that makes my knees weak, and I want to drop to the floor, but you hold me there, and you tell me to make sure that I keep my back against the wall. I'm gonna turn this up a little bit. Yeah, so you tell me to keep my back there, and you drop down to your knees, your head between my thighs, leaving this trail of kisses and hickeys, because you know I like having little marks left on me so that I can think about them the next day, the day after that. And fuck, this thing is strong. Yeah, you keep me there. One hand around my leg, another one pressed up against my stomach, hold me against the wall. How you use your mouth on me. Fuck. The whole time, I can see you perfectly. I can grab your hair, I can pull. And you come up from between my thighs. Mouth shining, because yeah, I'm really fucking wet, and you tell me to be a good girl, keep my mouth shut. I'm not allowed to come yet, even if I really really want to, even if I beg. Fuck, you're not gonna let me, because you're in charge. Fuck. Fuck. Maybe you leave me on the edge. Fuck. Tell me to go back out and, I don't know, treat myself, go shopping, something. The memory of your tongue still inside me. Fuck. Maybe I come home later. You tell me to crawl to you. Show how much of a good girl that I am. How much I appreciate what you did for me earlier. Fuck. Maybe. Maybe you told me you want me to use my mouth to get you off. Or maybe you're more of a tits guy, and maybe you want me to use my tits. You want to fuck them? And until you're coming all over my face and my neck and my jaw. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And you know this whole time I'm just fucking dripping for you. Oh, fuck. It's just a trail of wetness running down my thighs. Maybe I'm making a mess on your floor, or I'm knelt down. Fuck. Maybe you tell me to follow you. Follow you to your bed. Tell me to bend over so you can fuck me while you pull my hair. You have to watch my ass bounce every time you slam into me. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm using all of my willpower right now to not start begging. Fuck. Maybe you just spend the next while pounding into me, fucking me, telling me what a good little slut I am for you, telling me that you own a pretty little cunt. Fuck. Telling me I belong to you. Fuck. You treat me like the queen that I am. But you also know when to treat me like your good little fuck doll. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, When you say things like that to me, I fall apart. Fuck. Oh God, can I come? Fuck. Fuck. I need to come. With you inside me. Please. Fuck. Please, Daddy. Please let me come. Please. Fuck, I love that toy. Oh my god. Okay. That was fucking awesome. What the hell? I'm still getting a little ripply aftershocks through me. Oh my god. Oh God, all I want to do is just like lie here and pass out. Fuck. I also ate like a big bowl of pasta, like pasta right before I started recording this, which was really dumb of me. Fuck. Because I keep getting the hiccups. I also just want to sleep because I'm full and warm and cozy. Yeah, that was fun. I hope if you wanted to come with me, you got to. I hope if you are edging and listening to this as part of that beautiful self-torture, then I hope when you do get to come, you come hard, and I hope y'all have just the most lovely day, or night, or afternoon, whatever, wherever you are. Fuck. I'm just gonna chill here for a bit and unwind, and maybe go have a shower. Thank you again, as always, for listening to these little rambles that I do, and for giving me a little space to be the little horny gremlin that I like to be. I really appreciate it. Go well, have a good whatever it is, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.